Proclamation number 3661 dated the January 19th, 1946. Psychological work. Scrutinize yourselves and recognize your weaknesses, and then strive to overcome them. This is psychological work, that you try to shape yourselves into human beings who remain within my order, who live in accordance with my will and thus shape themselves to love. Because every weakness, every mistake, every bad habit has its source in unkindness and selfishness. Gentleness, peacefulness, humility, patience, mercy and justice are signs of love for other people. If you lack any of these signs, you are not filled with love and need to actively work on yourselves. But in order to do so, you have to recognize your weaknesses and faults yourselves, and this requires honest analysis, serious reflection and correction of your relationship with me and your fellow human beings. You have to acknowledge me as father and every man as brother, because you are all children of one father. And you children should love each other, then you will find my favor, because then I myself will be able to stay with you, my children. However, every bad habit prevents me from doing so, and this is to your disadvantage, because without me, without my presence, you will remain weak and imperfect and will not be able to achieve your goal on earth. Your goal is to become perfect, to change yourselves into love and to change your nature into the original state that you once abandoned voluntarily. For you are only happy in your original state, and as long as you are far away from it, your fate on earth as well as in the spiritual realm will be insufficiency, ignorance and weakness. Roman 1. However, want to lead you back to happiness and thus constantly caution you to aspire towards it. That you start the work of transforming your being. That by observing your inner self you learn to become aware of how little your thoughts and actions correspond to my will, because you are still selfish. And therefore you have to make an effort to change this imperfect state, practicing love wherever and whenever an opportunity presents itself. Because you can only become happy with love, you can only master your faults and bad habits with love. And if you cannot feel this love within yourselves as yet, then use your intellect to shape yourselves into righteously thinking people. Be gentle and peace-loving, humble and patient, and try to bring help to your fellow human beings, and the feeling of love will awaken in you. It will make you happy and encourage you to perform loving deeds. Then you will no longer be moved by your intellect but by your heart. Then you will be on the right path. Therefore observe yourselves, meditate and seriously ask yourselves whether you think and act righteously, and your heart will answer you. And I myself will come to your aid, providing you genuinely ask yourselves this question. I will give you strength to carry out what you seriously want, and the work on your soul will advance successfully. You will find it satisfying yourselves. Submit to my will and continue your ascent as soon as it is your will to become perfect. Amen.